Hello, and welcome back, friends, to another episode of our Naked Story podcast.
Episode 13, I think.
Episode 13.
Yeah.
Done this 13 times already.
Fuck. Pretty soon it's going to be 13,000.
So, yeah. Did you want to start with your joke, or you want me to start with our sponsors?
Oh, yeah. So, obviously... Damn it. Okay, let's see. You can hear me a lot better now. Because we just got a brand new microphone.
Yes.
And it's a professional mic. So for all you guys who've stayed...
It's a Yeti mic.
Yeah.
They're not our sponsor, but...
Correct. But they should be.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Yeti, if you're hearing us, hook it up. Not the Yeti like the Ice Chest. It's a microphone company. Anyways, so for all of you who couldn't hear us, we could hear you by saying that you couldn't hear us. So you got a new microphone?
Nice.
Sounds awesome. But now we gotta be very delicate on what we do, because literally every single touch like this,
it picks up.
You can hear. So, but yeah, that's that. So let's start with our sponsors, babe. You can go ahead and do the first one.
Well, today's episode is brought to you by Olivedale Ranch Family Nudist Resort. And I have their calendar of events right here with some highlighted. So, coming up this weekend, July 20th, is Outrageous Day. Bunch of arts and craft. They have paint and sip. So, you could paint, get a little drunk. Yeah. And then your painting looks awesome because you're like, wow, that was the best painting ever. And then you see it tomorrow and then, or the next day.
When you're all sober.
And maybe not so great, but it's fun. They're going to have like...
Tie-dye t-shirts
and sarongs. Pretty cool.
So, for sale.
For sale. Yeah. So, if you don't have a sarong and you want to make your own, there you go. Yeah. A few other activities planned. Not really sure about the details, but it'll be a fun event. And then the next highlighting event is August 10th, which is the SCNA Summer Games, SCNA Southern California Naturist Association.
Yes.
So SCNA hosts a Summer Games annually every year at Olivedale Ranch, and it includes a lot of like water games, relays.
It's kind of like a, I don't want to say dumbified Olympics, but it's like an Olympics, but it's like... They're fun games. It's nobody's like shot putting and shit.
Yeah. And I think the teams are selected at random. Correct. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. We're going to be playing this year. Because usually, okay, this is what it is. It's usually like one club versus another, or clubs versus each other.
Mm-hmm.
So like this year, we're going to be on all of Dell's team.
We are the reigning champs.
So I'm just saying, we're gonna Hulk smash. So.
And then in the nighttime is the glow party. So come check it out. We're not hosting it, but it should be fun.
Yeah, one of our friends is.
Yes.
And he did it last year, and it was a pretty good turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it only gets better. Yeah. So it's going to be glow sticks. It's going to be, I think there's body paint, right? Like glow body paint.
Neon or black light body paint.
Yeah. Huge dance. It's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely check that out. What was that date again?
August 10th.
Yeah, August 10th. So come check that out. It's a good event.
Mm-hmm. Games are at, doesn't say, but I'm guessing probably noon, and then the dance is at 8 p.m.
Yeah. And then if you want to stay in a cabin, you should probably call pretty soon because I think they're just about booked.
They sell out pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then Sunday is the poker walk. So I believe you have to pay about like $5 to $7 to participate. But pretty much you go around to the different residents' homes who are participating. You get a little food, maybe a little drink, and you get a card at each place you stop. So I believe, what, there's 7 stops?
Yeah.
7 stops, you get a card. Whoever has the best hand at the end of the poker walk wins a prize.
Yep.
So check it out. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. We just did one a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And then the next event is August 30th, which is Mardi Gras in the fall. Bunch of activities planned. So I think that's Labor Day weekend. So pretty much, I don't know what August 30th is. Is that Friday or Saturday? I think that's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Yeah.
I think it's a Friday because it says August 30th karaoke and then the 31st... Fat Tuesday, daytime bingo, cornhole, tarot card reader.
Ooh.
And then decorating golf carts. So if you have a golf cart, probably that's more for residents. But hey, if you want to bring your golf cart and decorate it.
Bring it.
Feel free. And then there's a golf cart parade, 4 p.m. And they're also going to have a live band that day at 8 p.m.
Jeez.
Not sure. Labor Day weekend.
Nice.
Not sure what kind of music, but it should be fun.
It's always, they always pick good music, so.
And then the 1st, which would be Sunday, September 1st, I guess the theme is Day of the Dead. They're going to have horseshoes at noon, a palm reader, New Orleans-style dinner buffet, which I believe that's about $30 a person.
Mm. It's a pretty good price, actually, yeah. If you think about
it. And then they're going to have a jazz band at 8 p.m., and that's Sunday. So, yeah, busy weekend. Should be a lot of fun. And then the next highlight event is the first annual Gay Outdoors Naturist Weekend. So they're going to have naked activities throughout the day and a neon dance at 8 p.m. So come check it out.
And it's not only for
It's not only for gay people, too.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter where you are. Just come.
Just come check it out. It'll be fun because it's going to be a party. I can promise you that.
Dude.
Blake and I will be assisting with that party. So.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be a rager. So,
yeah. This episode is also brought to you guys by TrueNudist.com. So go out TrueNudist.com. It's pretty much a Facebook for nudist friends. So you can meet people from all around the world and kind of just connect with other nudists and, yeah, get naked with each other. It's really what it comes down to. Maybe talk about...
naturism.
What naturism is. Yeah. So Our Naked Story has a special offer. If you go at checkout to... if you type in Our Naked Story... then you'll receive it's a whole year for $20 or it's a lifetime membership for, I think it was like $29.99. That's what it is. Yeah.
So year membership 20, lifetime 30 about?
Yeah.
There you go.
Might as well just become a lifetime member. I don't see why you wouldn't. It's a pretty good deal. So, yeah. Also, we are very excited to... talk about our next sponsor, which is Alpen Organics. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, sorry, forgot.
Trying to block her boobs. So you guys, listen. There's a lot of CBD companies out there. CBD is really big right now,
especially in California.
Especially in California now that THC and everything is legal. If you don't know what CBD is, it's pretty much It's like they extract the THC from.
So it's non psychedelic.
Yeah, there you go. That's psychoactive. That's what I'm thinking. Sorry.
You won't get a head high. You'll get, but your body will get
kind of just relaxed.
Relaxed.
Yeah. So, but a lot of CBD companies out there, they're not what they say they are. There's a lot of fake stuff out there. There's people who are just pushing stuff out the door. We've tried a lot of CBD stuff before, and we highly recommend Alpen Organics. It's 100% organic, no GMOs, 100% vegan. And they actually were just in the Veg Out LA magazine, voted as one of the top vegetarian, vegan things to get this summer, for the summer. So, again, you guys, you
can... vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan.
Okay.
Yeah. But I highly recommend go checking them out. This company, we just love what they stand for. We love, even if you follow them on Instagram, Alpen Organics, they just have every day when they put, or whenever they post, they have put something positive in their messages. And that's kind of, that's what we're trying to do is we just want people to live a positive life. So this company is, we highly recommend it. But you can check them out, alpenorganics.com. And just about, I want, just about every day, they're doing some kind of deal or there's some kind of giveaway or there's something on somewhere. So they really help you out. And to be completely honest, the thing that really pushed me for this company was I did one of the, they do, I think on Thursdays, they do like you get a certain percentage off or whatever. I ordered it at like 11 o'clock and it was at my house by the time I got home. It was insane.
Pretty
so,
awesome.
Yeah, they're based out of LA. So, I mean, I don't know if maybe I just got lucky with that one time, but I mean, I can't guarantee you're going to get same day shipping, but you know, you never know. But check it out, alpenorganics.com. You can also follow them on Instagram, alpenorganics.com.
At Alpen Organics.
Or, sorry, yeah, whatever, at Alpen Organics.
No worries.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. Did you want to start it off, or do you want me to start it off?
No, so basically, we're recapping. We just hosted our first Summer Bash Young Naturist Weekend at Olive Dell Ranch Family Nudist Resort. And we got to say...
dude.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah. I just got not hungover. It was that crazy.
It's like one of those weekends where you need like a couple of recovery days after the weekend.
Like a month.
No, I don't know about a month, but you need at least like, I would recommend one day. Two is good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 2 days is perfect.
But yeah, we're pretty much amazed that we just hosted that and it went off pretty smoothly and everybody had an amazing time. Yeah. I still can't believe, like, we pulled all that shit off.
Yeah, I don't know how we did either. So, put it this way, guys. We kind of thought that we were going to have, I don't, maybe
20, 30 20, people.
If that. Oh, sprinkler. Yeah, 15, 20 people. And we ended up having
almost about 80 people participating in our event.
Like young naturists.
Young naturists.
Between the ages of, 18 and 35.
Yes.
But it was an absolutely amazing weekend. And the main thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to say thank you to absolutely everybody that participated. We want to say thank you to, I'm getting goosebumps. We just want to say thank you to absolutely everybody for everything you guys are doing. All of our followers, everybody that listens to the podcast. We kind of just started this off thinking, the main reason why we started this was because we're so happy in this lifestyle. And we literally want everybody in the world to experience the happiness that we share every single day.
As nudists.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world right now. And for something as simple as just taking your clothes off or just living this lifestyle of just being nice to people and being nice to yourself, it truly can make the world a better place. And if we can get more people like you guys to follow us and try to spread this story, then I honestly think that we can make an impact on this entire world. But sorry, I got a little sentimental there. Whew. Get real goosebumps. But we do want to say thank you to all the people that showed up, all the people that helped us promote for the weekend. We want to say a huge thank you to Olive Del Ranch for actually letting us host the event here.
Yeah, the owners and the residents alike.
Yeah, and the residents now, the thing is...
And the members, because we use the membership funds to provide everything for you, at minimal cost.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything that you got to do, like if you participated in yoga, if you participated with the Bear Olympics, if you got temporary tattoos, if you used our photo booths, if you got glow sticks, if you got cotton candy, somebody had to pay for it, and it was the members of Olive Del Ranch that gave us the funds to provide those activities for all the visitors that came that day. For all the attendees who enjoyed all of that stuff, that was provided to you generously by the members of Olive Del Ranch. So we'd like to thank them. A huge thank you, because we would not have had such an amazing event without their help.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, this kind of just goes a bit off where this is why we strongly believe in an actual resort itself. I mean, it's
a community.
Lot of... Yeah, it's a lot of fun going, you know, to the beaches, and it's fun going to Deep Creek and stuff like that. But when you want an actual true 100% nudist experience, you come to a nudist resort. And we're not saying just Olive Del. There's plenty of nudist resorts out there. But that's what you'll find. You know, it's just these people that will, they just help.
Pitch in.
Yeah. You know, and that membership money, it comes from people coming in through the gates. It comes from people paying, you know, the gate fees and the camping fees and stuff like that.
And the people who are members of the resort paying the annual membership.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Blake and I.
Yeah. So, but seriously, guys, from the bottom of our heart, we really, really, really want to say thank you. Like, we can't stress it enough. I know that, I don't know what happened with our Instagram.
Just started blowing up.
Nobody was
following us.
Yeah, I think we were stuck at
11.8 for a while.
Yeah.
For like a few months.
Yeah, and then I think we finally just,
hit 14K.
Yeah, 14.
Within 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. So whatever you guys are doing out there, keep doing it.
Yes.
Keep telling your friends. Thank you. I don't know I still don't know how reposting works on Instagram, but yeah, keep doing that shit, I guess. But I know that everybody who listened to the podcast wanted to make it. And, you know, if you couldn't, it's really not that big of a deal. I'm sure we're going to do another one. Probably one pretty soon here, too. Because it was that good.
Believe me. People are pressing us for the next event. So. Yeah.
So, but we just want to kind of explain what we kind of did and kind of how it went. So let's start with Friday night. I got off of work of my shitty job. Fucking.
But also, anybody who was here or who wasn't here after hearing this podcast, let us know what you thought, your comments, your ideas for maybe the next event. We can always get better. We always love feedback. So
yeah,
definitely. And we'll remind you again at the end.
Exactly. We will.
So Friday evening.
I'm at work. I'm like, fuck this shit. I get off, come home, freaking strip my clothes off, cracking open a beer. Me and my buddy who are staying in, who's staying with us for the week.
From the East Coast.
Gave him a high five. Gave my girlfriend a little smoochy smooch. Then we started partying. So Friday night, we started off with...
Kind of quiet.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet at the beginning. A lot... Actually, we didn't really expect too many people to show up Friday night.
But I think there's probably about 10 people who showed up.
Yeah. And somehow... Yeah.
We started karaoke about 8 p.m.
Yeah.
There were a few, like maybe a couple residents in there that wanted to participate. There were a couple of other people just spectating.
Yeah, a lot of there's more spectators
than singers. More spectators than people who wanted to sing.
Which is fine. Karaoke, okay, listen, I love watching people do karaoke. I do not do karaoke. Yeah. This one sings karaoke. I don't.
Not good, though.
But she does. She's an amazing karaoke. Is that what it is? Karaokeist. Character. Crier.
Sure.
Something. Anyways, so then karaoke kind of was, it wasn't really taken off too well, like we imagined.
It's because people weren't participating. So correct. Obviously you need participants to make a successful event.
Yeah.
So it was fine for an hour to a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people had fun. There's people, because we did the YouTube karaoke, a lot of people were able to sing songs they couldn't sing on the regular karaoke, which is cool. We even had one of the children here, you know, that was a little funny. He really wanted to sing karaoke, but he didn't want to actually do the karaoke part of it. He just wanted to sing with a music video, pretty much. But he was having the time of his life. Like, you know, we couldn't even hear him on the microphone. How old is he? Maybe 8, 9, if that.
Yeah. So this is a family resort.
Yeah, yeah.
And children are allowed. Curfew, I believe, for anybody under a certain age is 10 p.m.
Yeah.
But he was still out there enjoying himself. And then 10 p.m. Had to vamoose.
Yeah, but he had a lot of fun. I feel like, you know, there's one guy that was like, oh, no, I don't do karaoke. I'm not very good. And he was totally amazing. He did an awesome job. I can't remember his name. I probably shouldn't say his name anyway, seeing if I do remember. But so then once karaoke kind of started, we started noticing people were like kind of getting antsy.
Kind of died down, but people still wanted to hang out.
Yeah. So freaking cranked up the music.
Also had a dance party.
Turn off all the lights, put on the freaking blackout lights, and we opened it up with one of our buddies that came down from Florida. He had this whip thing. Is that what it was? A whip?
It's an LED whip.
Yeah, an LED whip, right? And all of a sudden, like, it's like all that, like, it's not techno. I don't know what them kids are playing nowadays. But,
EDM.
Yeah. So, anyways, so it starts going, right? And, like, the beat starts going for the first song, right? Beat starts going. All of a sudden, it drops. And all of a sudden, he's like, starts spinning around his entire body. And it just looks like it's like orb around his entire body, like this light. And everybody's like freaking the fuck out. Yeah. And all of a sudden,
pretty
like,
amazing.
Once he was done, everybody just like rushed onto the dance floor and just started freaking partying, dude. Till like, I don't know.
The residents who are older.
Yeah.
By older, I mean like retirement age, were on the dance floor partying. So I'd say like there's probably 20 people in the clubhouse at that time. Everybody was up and moving, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. It was really good music, really good vibes. There wasn't one person
having a bad time.
Yeah, well, that I saw.
You know? That we know.
There wasn't
of.
One person that got out of control that I saw.
Yeah,
there
nobody. Was, you know, everybody maintained.
Yeah. So then, so I promised myself I wouldn't drink that much. So I was doing pretty good, you know. And then let's see. So we were kind of just partying. I think we hung out by the fire or something like that. Anyways, and then. So Saturday, we wake up, and then obviously we got to start getting ready for the entire day. So we had breakfast and stuff, and we're talking. Sorry if you can hear him. So we make breakfast, and we start helping out. So we had a whole bunch of vendors that came by.
Selling everything. What, selling natural soaps?
Yeah.
Selling artwork.
Jewelry.
Tie-dye sarongs and t-shirts.
And that one lady, she had her purses or her bags. She like did some kind of like, she somehow printed like these weird, crazy images. It was super cool. I think there was like a cat and he was like playing like a saxophone, but he had like the hippie glasses on, like the circle ones.
That's awesome.
And there was like tie dye in the back. And yeah, it was really cool.
And you said she lives, she's our neighbor.
Yeah. Not like.
Not at the ranch. But she lives. Our neighbor down the road.
Yeah. Off the property.
Came up to sell her stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. But, I mean, that was awesome. And then, obviously, at 11 o'clock, we had
Naked yoga.
And at the beginning, we didn't really know, like, who was going to actually... We had somebody lined up to do the actual naked yoga.
To be an instructor.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they weren't be able to make it. But Elizabeth does yoga all the time. Yeah, she has her sun salutations.
I do sun salutations in a few poses each morning. It's about, like, a 20-minute routine.
Yeah.
It could be 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how long I want to take.
Yeah. But she was, you can tell she was a little nervous at the beginning, but everybody loved it. We probably had like 15 people in there in that little room.
Yeah.
You know,
most of them were beginners, probably had never done yoga, which was, I think, probably for the best.
Yeah.
I didn't have an advanced routine plan.
Yeah.
But thank you to the people who showed up. It was pretty cool. I feel like everybody enjoyed it. I mean, I wish I would have had something longer planned, but, you know, I think it was fitting for the occasion.
Yeah, because I feel like, really what it was, I feel like I was a little hungover, but it was nice just, like, stretch everything out. Mm-hmm. And because it wasn't like you're holding poses or anything. It was just stretch your legs, your arms, your back, mm-hmm. your neck. You know, it was
loosen beautiful. Up yeah, for, it was awesome. For the long day.
Yeah, exactly. So once we all got rejuvenated, I think we started drinking a little bit.
Drink a little bit, and then I was, me and a few of my friends, and Blake and his friends, started decorating for the party.
Yeah.
Because we knew we were going to do it any later than,
yeah,
like, 1 o'clock that day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you to my friends who helped me.
Mm.
We have 4 friends who came from the East Coast, and pretty much all of them pitched in to help with all those balloons that were in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Thanks to, I'm going to say Mike's name. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. I know you don't give a fuck if you're on the podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you to everyone who pitched in, because
yeah, we wish, was a lot. We wish we had, like, a whole list of people, but we don't know who we can say, who we can't say, so. Yeah,
privacy-wise.
You know who you are.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And just to have, like, some people come from Florida, because we partied in Florida, just to have them come over here to party with us.
They flew in a plane to get over here. Like, they took time out of their weekend.
Yeah, they took their whole weekend to come out here and hang out with us and experience this nude resort.
Yeah.
Which is a lot smaller than pretty much all of them in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. And I feel like they all had a good time. They were all so grateful to us for hosting them, which I feel like we didn't really even do that much. Just put on a party for them.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so after that, once you figured out the whole party situation, or, like, the decoration situation, not gonna lie, I get a little bored sometimes. So I was hanging out in the pool, I was conversating, I was trying to learn what people wanted, and, like, dude, everybody, it was, okay, you guys are making me cry. Jeez. Dude, there were so many people this weekend I've never met in my entire life, and I was asking them how they found out about it, and a lot of people were saying it was from Our Naked Story. I was like, oh, well, like, they didn't know it was really me, but they were like, yeah, like, the Our Naked Story, that's how we found out about all of Dell and about this party and this movie. I was like, dude, like, it literally just, like, it's so, I don't know what the word is, just, like, heart-filling, I don't know, fills my heart with joy to know that
heartwarming,
yeah, to know people are actually out there and actually listening and
paying attention to us.
Yeah, we're not just, I thought we were just going to talk into the ether, and, you know, so we met a lot of amazing people that somehow, like, knew more about us than we know about them.
I guess we should also mention that this weekend initially was planned for Vida Nuda West, which is a young naturist group.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of not too active anymore. So when they planned the calendar when All Odell Ranch planned the calendar back in January, they contacted the organizer of Vida Nuda West, which is a young naturist group, and asked them if they wanted to throw a party at All Odell Ranch. I said, okay. As the months got closer to July, Blake and I are part of the group. We noticed nobody was really active. Nobody was really throwing out ideas. Nobody was really responding.
Yeah, just because they're busy.
Everybody's busy, yeah. You know? No worries. Like,
and we don't do shit with our lives, so.
not true.
It's a lot easier for us.
Blake and I were like, hey, we already have a platform to, like, present to people events.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take advantage and run with it?
Yeah.
And open it up to all young naturists out there who want somewhere to go and have a party and be naked and have a fun event.
Yeah.
So I think, like, in May, started promoting it, throwing it out there.
Easy peasy.
The hard work paid off.
Yeah, it did.
The simple hard work paid off.
Yeah. So, where were we?
We were right before the Beer Olympics.
So I was talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, started telling everybody, hey, or a lot of people were asking, hey, you know, when's this whole Beer Olympics coming on? A lot of people were super excited.
Like, ready to get drunk.
Yeah. Because we were offering free beer.
If you participated. If you
participate. So a lot of people, I think, I don't think anybody expected to get just free beer and just hang out. So I was like, no, you have to play the games. Mm-hmm. And you have to participate. And sure as shit, dude, we freaking call it. Hey, 3 o'clock, 15 minutes. Meet us down by the volleyball court. We're going to play some drinking games.
I think initially we probably had like 30 people right there.
Yeah. But they're just like, kind of just like, Like, a whole crowd is like, I'm like, oh, shit.
So we separated them in three teams?
Yeah.
It was pretty hot, so I'm sorry. I wish we had more shade. Maybe next event we'll have more shade. Yeah. Possibly misters.
Oh,
that'd be nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And, yeah. But anyway.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that we should explain the games, too. I thought they were a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
we
the
should.
First game we did was, we had, like, this little kiddie pool. And what we did was we put a whole bunch of marbles inside of it. And then we put ice and water inside of it.
We should have probably had it more full.
But yeah.
Hard to transport water down
it
there.
It was so hot that ice was
literally melted
and warmed
minutes.
Up. Like, in minutes.
So we called that game Marble Toes. So tell them what they had to do.
Yeah. So all the three teams had to line up, like, in a row. And then the first person had to put their toes in the water, the ice water, and grab a marble. And they had to put the marble with their toes. They had
into
to put it
cup.
In a cup behind them. And then once they dropped in the cup, they had to take a drink of their beer. Then the next person in the line had to go, and so on and so forth. And the team
who
finished first obviously got first
One.
Place. Yeah.
So first place for the event got 3 points.
Yeah.
Second place got 2 points.
Yep.
Third place got 0 points.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the next game.
So then the next game was...
Giant beer pong.
Giant beer pong, which I think... So we didn't expect this many people.
Yeah, so, to participate.
Yeah, so like we were kind of like, because it was supposed to just be like regular beer pong, but there's
we were anticipating a quick game.
Yeah,
which
dude,
that was probably the longest game. And
it's hard,
and it was
because you think because they're huge trash cans, and then you're playing the volleyball, and you're not that far away, but you're thinking,
yeah.
Oh, you just make them in it, whatever. First team.
So it took a bit of time, and it was probably the hottest time of day. So
yeah.
Apologies for people who had to stand in the sun.
Yeah.
But
so I think we started losing a couple people then.
Thank you for those people who like.
You
stuck
it
in
out.
There.
Yeah, got their tans, you know?
And got their free beer worth.
Yeah. So volleyball game,
Giant beer pong.
Giant beer pong. We just played, like, it's just regular beer pong, but there's no, like, balls back. There's no special shots or anything.
And it's pretty much with trash cans and volleyballs.
Yeah.
That's how we played.
And you make one, that one gets out, the next person shoots. Mm-hmm. So it was really fast paced. And then by the second game, we're like, dude, we got to speed this thing up. So we had another
goal. So we were over it.
Yeah. And we were just like, all right, just fucking make it. And then, yeah. And then somehow we made the points work. I forgot what we did, but we made the points work.
I think we just... Because we don't want to play a third game.
Yeah, I think everybody just got a point.
So we just got... We gave everybody a point.
Except for Team 2. Team 2 didn't make any points.
So
the whole game.
Yeah, Team 2. I'm sorry, guys, but...
You guys got to work on your
drinking
game.
You guys got some free beer, so...
Yeah.
That was your All prize.
Right. So then after that...
Third game?
This is my favorite one, dude.
I think this was the best game that everybody enjoyed.
So because
enjoyed.
It was so hot, so what we did was we froze t-shirts...
So I wet the t-shirts, wrapped them in like little balls, and then put them in the freezer overnight.
Dude, and they were rock hard.
They were rock hard.
Like, you couldn't like pull them apart.
So the third game was called Frozen Tees.
Yeah.
And since there were three teams with about like 9 or 8 to 10 players, I gave each team 3 t-shirts. And what?
Oh, so then, yeah, so 3 people had to wear them.
So pretty much the team that thawed them out, all 3 of them had to be put on. Whoever did that, whichever team completed it the fastest was first.
Was the first place, yeah.
First place.
And holy
Dude,
shit.
You should have seen these people.
I thought people were just going to be like, trying to get it. Dude, there was a point. So all of a sudden, it was sort of like, ready, set, go. People start running back to the pool.
The kiddie pool with
yeah.
the lukewarm
and they,
water.
They like, throw the t-shirt in there and they're trying to scrub it out.
They're laying them on the floor, laying
yeah.
them on people's
this
cars.
Frozen, frozen, frozen.
Putting
frozen.
Them in between their legs, which is kind of gross, but
Dude,
whatever.
There was, what's this? There's a scene where like, in The Office, there's a scene where like, Dwight, he like sets the trash can on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody starts freaking out,
mm-hmm.
and like one guy starts throwing like chairs and shit out the window to try to break the window. That's what I saw in my head. Everybody's just going chaotic. All of a sudden, this one guy grabs the t-shirt, the hard t-shirt, and just throws
it
at the bench like as hard as he can,
slamming it on the floor. Dude, then my girlfriend is like freaking like just tearing it apart with her hands. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's like mega strong because that thing is like rock hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was exciting to see, like, first shirt put on. All right, team one has one shirt. All right, team three has one shirt. All right, another shirt.
It took a while for him to get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was exciting. But I think that game was fun.
Yeah.
We should have had more ice games.
Yeah, yeah. But ice is hard to get.
But, yeah.
So that one came out. I don't remember who won.
Team 3 won that game.
Did they?
Because
you're on it.
I was
yeah.
on team 1, and we were so close to, like, getting the third
oh,
shirt off,
yeah, yeah.
and they, like, beat us just by, like, a little.
Mm.
So, that was disappointing, but it was still fun. And then game four, Flip Cup.
Was that the Flip Cup? Dude, holy flip shit. Flip Cup. So usually amazing. Flip Cup's only like four people. Mind you, we had so many people there. Each team had
about 10 people.
Probably about 10 people.
So
we only had like two tables, and then we had like the bench, and so team one and two were like surrounding the table, right? And then team three was like on the bench, so
yeah, a long bench, but it worked.
Yeah,
and then we got three referees to make sure nobody cheated.
Yeah, first of all, okay, all these people, I was like, hey, fill your beer or fill your cups
to
up
the top
to the.
This was the only legit chugging game. This is the only. Like, game that we actually made you, like, chug a whole beer.
Yeah.
Because we're like, all right, there has to be at least one.
Dude, and some of these people put it, like, that much. I'm like, what are you doing?
For the people listening, like, what, a third of a cup full?
Yeah, third.
A red Solo cup
full. I should have been like, foul, now you gotta drink two beers. Right? Foul. Everybody.
So we have them pour beer to the brim.
Yeah.
Also, it was hot, so people were drinking while they were standing waiting. So yeah. I remember, like, the ref on my team was like, no, you gotta fill that beer back up.
Yeah, good. So then, obviously, everybody knows how Flip Cup works. Yeah. You gotta chug your beer, and then you flip the cup from right side up to upside down.
So everybody on the team had to chug the beer and flip their cup over.
Yeah.
And the team...
In a row. Yeah.
And the team who did it the fastest, without cheating...
Yeah.
Won.
Yep.
Won 3 points.
Yeah. I think after a while, we're just like, fuck it, you get a couple points for you.
Yeah.
Team 2, you don't get any points. Just kidding.
At Team 2, I don't know what happened, but you didn't get any points all of our five games. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
So then after that,
we went back up to the pool.
We really wanted it to be a tiebreaker game, and somehow it worked out. We're Team 1 and 3 tied.
Yeah, we were tying like that up to after Game 4. We were like tie.
So
like neck
how,
and neck.
Yeah, I don't know how it worked out, but it did. It was awesome. So then Elizabeth got... Our
final game.
These giant... chicken floats. Like chicken.
It's called chicken fight. No, they look like roosters, so it's kind of like a cockfight.
I'm going to use this just so we can...
Do you have a picture? I can pull up the picture on my phone and put it to the camera.
Oh, I guess we could, huh?
Here, let me see. I'll find that picture right now.
Okay. Well, this doesn't work. All right, so keep explaining it. I'll see if I can find this.
Okay. So I got these giant rooster floats.
Oh, you're naked.
Remember. Oh. Wait, tell me how it looks. Can you see?
Oh, yeah. That...
Can you see it?
Yeah, that worked. Kind of.
What?
It's like blurry.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Blake's gonna pull it.
So, yeah, so we got these giant, like, these giant chickens.
These giant cocks.
So it was supposed to be because they were gonna do a chicken fight, but I'm like, all right, we're all nudists. We're all naked, so I think chicken fighting would be a little awkward.
And also for safety reasons, it's better that we had the floats.
That's true. So we were like, all right, so team one and team three will nominate one person to get on the chicken, and then they're going to fight to the death, right? Dude, nobody could get on these chickens.
Yeah, these floats are still unstable. Like, just trying to get onto one was a mission in and of itself.
It's funny because somebody's like, oh, I'll do it. And they're like, I got this. Jumped on and just like flew right off.
Trying to jump onto the float and just flew off.
Dude.
It's probably slow down here.
That's all right.
So finally, when the members of each team were able to, like, stay on the float. We tried to have a chicken fight, but one just slipped off, so...
So then we turned into, like, well...
Like a race.
We let everybody kind of try it.
Yeah.
Chicken float game.
I think I got them at Walmart.
Walmart.
So you can even put Walmart if you want.
People talk a lot of shit on Walmart.
Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here. He found it.
Yeah. She got your own router for down here.
I know, we need to. The sprinkler?
Yeah.
There you go. Can they see it?
Okay, I'm going to show them right now. All right, so this is it right here. So this is the chicken fight game. So yeah, it's just these two floats. But the people in this commercial, whoever the fuck these people are.
They're really good at balancing these floats.
So it seems like almost impossible to get on. And then plus, when you're naked, you don't have like any fucking, what's it called?
What?
Like clothes to like, I don't know.
Traction or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird.
But, that was the last game.
Yeah.
No, it was, I think, feel like, for spectator-wise, that was probably the most fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the frozen tea.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and that's just the start of the entire weekend. So obviously that was a lot of fun. Everybody was hanging out by the pool. We finished probably around like 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, 5:30.
And then,
so we started probably like, we started a little after 3 because we're still getting stuff together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was probably about 2 hours that we were playing those games.
Yeah. And mind you, we're kind of like, we're not hardcore drinking all day, but like we're drinking, we're in the sun all day.
Yeah. Oh, the sun, which that's takes it out of you.
Yeah.
It was 103 degrees here that day. So thank you for everybody who
obviously we got pretty, well,
participated.
The camera doesn't do us justice, but we got pretty dark.
Yeah, we got pretty tan.
Well, she's always tan. But, so we had to take a little siesta.
Yeah, because, we had to eat some dinner,
which drink is kind of water. Which is kind of how we planned it. Yeah. We planned it, we're like, we know people are going to be in the sun all day, and the party doesn't start till 8. So, I'm like, people are going to want to take a little nap.
And actually, the real party doesn't really start till 10.
So. Yeah. And honestly, dude, like, once after the games, everybody just kind of vanished.
Yeah, everybody, like retreated.
So, which is awesome. Because then it was about, I think it was around like 8 o'clock, I think, when we first started, like, when we came down here. And, like, the music was kind of going a little bit. People were still getting ready. But like she said, like, the real parties, like, don't really start till about 10.
Yeah.
And then, dude, I don't know what happened all of a sudden. Because it's supposed to be, it's an 80s dance. Everybody came all dressed up. We had a guy that dressed up as Spider-Man, which is cool. Like, he had, like, a legit Spider-Man suit. And everybody just looked so awesome. Most people were naked because the weather was perfect for nighttime. It was just...
It
was still a little
There was no good excuse to wear clothes, but...
Yeah.
If you had your costume, like, you included nudity, like, we didn't care.
But then it was just a night just full of dancing, and then...
I mean, we saw the glow sticks.
Yeah, glow sticks. We had temporary tattoos. We had, like,
neon balloons.
Those were super cool.
Temporary tattoos, and one of our good friends, thank you so much to him, brought out his photo booth.
Like a legit photo booth.
A legit photo booth.
And we must have... Sorry.
We at least took, like, 10 photos with different people. I don't even know, like...
Which is... So probably 30, because there's three
poses each strip. I feel like everybody loved it.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. So it was just, it was a night just full of that. And then the conversations is really what made my night. I mean, like, I was drinking enough where, like, I wasn't drunk.
This guy always doing business.
Yeah. And, but, you know, I just talked to people and I wanted to hear, like, kind of how they, and I just met so many amazing people. And my buddy came in from Vegas and... I haven't seen him in a while.
My friends came from Florida, New York, Baltimore.
Yeah. And it was just really nice just to catch up with people. And then, find, like, once all the games were over, everything, and it was just nighttime, like, it was kind of just nice just, like...
Right. Just Blake and I could finally just, like, relax.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, pretty much go, go, go all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apologies to people who we didn't get to talk to, like, our other friends who we were excited to see, and we didn't even get a chance to, like, mingle, but... I was telling people, catch us at 8.
And like, Well, and that just means, I mean, they can just come. I really want everybody that was there, hopefully, next time they can come back to an event that we're not fully in charge of.
Yeah.
That way we can actually hang out with mingle. You guys. And then even for, like, I sound kind of rude saying it, but, like, all the fans and stuff who, like, I noticed a lot of people wanted to talk to both of us. But we were just running around so much. We really are sorry that we weren't able to talk to anybody. But, definitely just come by. And if we're home, then, you know, we'll be more than willing to hang out and, you know, hang out by the pool and stuff.
Drink a beer, whatever.
Drink a beer. We love beer, so
we
really don't mind drinking beers. but, yeah, so it was just an euphoric experience. I don't know. It was just, like, I was the happiest I've ever been. Like, I swear, like, that's, like, every weekend that something like this happens, I'm always just the happiest I've ever been.
I'm like, still, like, in awe that we did all that.
I know. Yeah, and not, and it was we as in, like, everybody, you know? It was everybody, even people that just showed up just to drink.
But, like, you and I, like, just everything that we did that day. Like,
yeah. Oh, I know.
We were just so busy, like.
Yeah.
Like, nothing was really registering, like, to me, like, all this stuff was going on, like.
Yeah. But we just, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was so much fun. So we were up till, I don't know, it must have been.
Probably like 3:30, 4.
Yeah. In the morning. That and evening. We were just hanging out and like we had all of our buddies were with us. And I know like everybody kind of like broke off into their own little like groups, but It was still amazing. Like, everybody that was hanging out with us, everybody that was hanging out without us, whatever. Yeah,
everybody who I talked to had an amazing time. Yeah. So,
but we're just
that's all. That's all we wanted. Just everybody have a good time. What didn't matter what you were doing.
Yeah. And then Sunday we woke up, and then we were gonna wake up early. And this is what really gives me the goosebumps and the heebie-jeebies. We were trying to wake up early so we can come down and help clean up everything. So she woke up before me, like she always does.
Woke up like about 8:30. And yeah. I'm like, let me go check out the clubhouse because I know it's going to be a mess. Because I bought at least 500 balloons.
And I went the night before to find her stuff because she loses it all. And it looked like it was a freaking balloon massacre. Like, it was just neon and balloons and just like drinks. And it looked like a frat party was in there. It was nuts.
So yeah, my friends and I blew up so many balloons. Like, it was just crazy. I go walk down there, and I'm like, all right, prepare myself to open this door, and it's, like, spotless. It's clean. It looks like there was no party that ever took place in there, and I'm just like, am I dreaming?
Yeah, we were either really drunk the night before. I'm just kidding.
So, yes, I would like to say thank you to the two residents who took the time to clean up, and our two friends. Mm-hmm. Our two good friends who also assisted. So those four people just made our day, made our Sunday. Like, because yeah. I was not ready to clean all that stuff up.
Dude, yeah, it was going to be a long, we wouldn't have done anything all day. I would have fucking.
I feel like it would have been fairly quick because they're just balloons.
Yeah.
That was the main thing.
It's true.
Everything else was pretty easy to put away because I put away all the other stuff. They just kind of like.
Compacted it all.
To one table and mm-hmm. I just put it in boxes.
Yeah. Well, seriously, guys, like, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For helping out with that. That was amazing. And then Sunday, I mean, we kind of just needed the day to kind of decompress from the crazy 2 days. So we headed down to Black's Beach, which mm-hmm. is pretty much the only beach that we go to because other beaches, you have to wear those, what are they?
Swimming pants.
Swimming pants, yeah.
Super weird. We also went because we had about four friends from the East Coast. Never been to California, and we wanted to show them, like, a beautiful, like, nature spot that they could be nude.
Mm-hmm.
And they all loved it. They were, like, amazed by the whole,
the cliffs and everything.
The cliffs, the scenery. They're just, like, there's nothing like this on the East Coast. None of the beaches look like this. So, yeah, mm-hmm. they had a good time. And it was also Pride Weekend in San Diego. Yeah. So, it was the busiest we've... Blake and I have ever seen.
The parking, if you've ever been to Black's Beach, the parking lot is huge. And it was literally, like, we had to make our own parking spot.
Yeah, we had.
It was ridiculous how many people were there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was super cool. It was awesome, you know, but.
It was busy.
There were a lot of people there.
There were a lot of people.
So, but, yeah, it was just an amazing finish. You know, the only thing, the thing that I really, really hated about that weekend was that I had to go back to work on Monday. That was the shittiest part about all of it. It was just such an unbelievable experience. And then I get back to work. And, like, I'm telling you people, I wanted to say that. But I'm telling you guys, like, this lifestyle is, like, it's something unreal. I'm telling you. Because, like, I go out to my regular job and I talk to all these.
Textiles.
These textiles, yeah. Now, I'm not saying every textile is a bad person. I'm not saying that every nudist is a good person. But to be honest, I haven't really met a bad nudist. And I've met a shitload of bad textiles, you know. But the only thing I kept thinking all day Monday was that I missed all of Dell. I missed all my friends. I missed all the residents. I missed everybody that was here, you know. And I missed my girlfriend, you know. But, yeah, no, it truly was, you guys. It was just, like, I'm still trying to, like, fathom, like, exactly what really happened.
I think we're still trying to process everything, because...
Yeah. Because it blew up way bigger than
it blew our minds. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what happened. I think we're still dreaming.
But it was really cool to, like, talk to all these different people who we met here and there and people who we hadn't met. Everybody's like, yeah, we're coming out. And finally, just to get them all together here in a group and just everybody just, like, enjoying themselves nude and having a great time. Like, it was just a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah.
And we helped assist with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So now we gotta do it again.
Yeah, tomorrow. Can we do this weekend? Just kidding. Actually, what's today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
I'll post this tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna be... we're gonna be at Glen Eden.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It's their nude stock.
Yeah.
So we've never been.
Yeah. So we're excited. Yeah. We're gonna check it out. And then Sunday we're gonna be at Deep Creek.
Deep Creek Hot Springs in Hesperia.
Yeah.
So anybody who knows where that is, join us. Anybody who doesn't, look it up.
Yeah. Go to Google, type in Deep Creek Hot Springs.
We'll see you by the creek.
Yeah. See you there.
We don't wait for anybody anymore.
Yeah. It's a little mean, but it's true.
Otherwise, we'd be waiting all hours.
Yeah. Is that it? That's all we had to talk about? Any more pages?
Oh, we should say, about how many people showed up.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't know the exact numbers. We're kind of just guesstimating. We're thinking it was probably about 30 people that showed up who had never been to Olive Del Ranch. Not sure if this was their first new resort, but we had never seen them here at the club. So that was pretty cool. We also had about another 15 to 20 people that we knew were coming who are young naturists, under the age of 40, that showed up. So that's about 50 people right there.
Yeah.
And then...
We had a couple of our friends who were over.
A couple of friends who are over also.
Yeah.
And then about maybe 20 to 30 residents who were hanging out. Some younger, some older. So that was about 80 people who were participating in our event.
Yeah.
Throughout the weekend.
Which is...
For this size resort, is pretty amazing.
Pretty big number.
It's not as big as the 5K. The 5K has I don't know, close almost 500 people. But... Most of them just run the race and leave. These people were here pretty much the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But and we didn't anticipate that many people.
Mm-mm.
The restaurant was a little bit overwhelmed, but they made it through.
Yeah. We're going to get you guys some more help next time.
But yeah, just to have that event kind of on a whim, not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
Was amazing. And we just have to thank everybody again, especially... The members of Olive Del, the owners of Olive Del, the people who volunteer and work at Olive Del, and also everybody who came out to our event.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And just thank you to everybody. Everybody in the world.
Thank you, listen. Dave.
You know what? You're right. You know what? Thank you. Seriously. Thanks for being so awesome.
Thank you for being awesome.
You're awesome. Did a great job. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, I'm proud of me too.
You're the best you that there ever was, or there'll ever be. So.
Just always do your best.
It's true. All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up. Do the sponsors one more time, and then tell them your new slogan.
I'm excited for the sponsors.
Yes. All right. This one will be real quick. Olive Del Ranch, family-friendly nudist resort in Colton, California. Yeah, just look up olivedelranch.com. They have the address and everything on there.
Follow them on Instagram at Olive Del Ranch.
Mm-hmm. It is a nudist resort. It's not a clothing optional resort, so remember that. Also, we are brought to you by TrueNudist.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out, TrueNudist.com. Make a profile, and when you go to check out, if you want to become a full member, put in our naked story. Help us out a little bit. But other than that, help yourself out.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Also, again, you guys, I'm very excited. Alpen Organics.
Hire.
Huh? Hire. Oh, sorry. I forgot we're on the... You can't even see this thing.
Yeah, you can't, but it's
just a little bottle. You guys, this stuff...
We'll put it in the show notes.
We will. And this stuff's super awesome, you guys. I highly recommend it. This is the 1,000 milligram CBD. Again, you guys, no THCs in it at all. It's GMO-free and 100% vegan. Made in the USA, so America, you know? Also, I forgot to mention in the beginning, guys, they have the tinctures for pets as well.
Oh, nice.
So especially times around 4th of July, or if your pet is doesn't like being in the car, they have pet-friendly
tinctures. So you can drug your pet.
You can drug your pet organically, you know? They won't freak out or anything. They're not going to get a hot. You don't get high.
They'll probably just fall asleep.
Yeah. If that. It just calms you down. I love taking it when I come home from work. Because my brain's just fucking everywhere at work, and you just want to go home, and you, like, you're all stressed out because work's shitty. Work's always shitty for the most part. And, yeah, this kind of just takes the edge off a little bit, you know? Or if you're, like me, like, I don't really like too many crowds. So it's nice to kind of take this before I, like, know I'm going to go into, like, a crowd. Helps me, really chills me out. I don't get so nervous or, like, anxious, you know? And then also they have the body cream as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sore, it helps out for sore muscles and stuff. And then they actually have the gummy bears as well.
Mm.
So 100% vegan, no GMO gummy bears. Very good, tasty, and yeah. So check them out, guys. Alpen Organics. So thank you to you guys for helping us out with this. But other than that, I think that is the show, episode, podcast, the thing, episode 13. Unlucky 13 ended up being very lucky for us.
Nice.
I could get into a whole nother podcast on 13, but not going to.
Nudist related?
No.
No.
Okay. Just information. Here, I'll throw one out to you. One out to you. Okay. A lot of people probably know, but in a lot of hotel rooms, or a lot of hotels, there's no 13th floor.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on the elevator, it'll go 12, 14, 15, 16. Which is kind of dumb. The 13th floor is still there. I always used to think that it was like 12, and then they just didn't name. Like, there's still a floor, but nobody goes there.
Yeah.
And then it goes 14. And then 14. So 14 is actually 13. So it was actually a 20-foot building, or 20-story building. It's actually a 19-story building.
Mm.
21.
No. 19.
Because you would add one. So it'd be a 21-story building.
No, wouldn't it be... So there's no 13th floor. It just goes 12, 14, which should be 13.
Yeah. So it's,
it's minus one, then. So it would be 19.
Right? I was saying, but if they say it's a... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
But anyways, there's no 13 button on the elevator. So that's the important part. So, yeah. Thank you guys, everybody, again, so much. Hopefully this podcast is probably one of your favorites because the sound is actually fixed now, which is cool. And just remember, you guys, every day is Earth Day, and our slogan
is... Respect for all beings and things.
That's what naturism is truly about, you guys. Yeah,
naturism is about respect for self, respect for others, and respect for the environment. So I kind of compacted it, so I don't have to put all that stuff when I write it. Respect for all beings and things, so remember that.
Yeah. So you have an awesome rest of your day, or an awesome morning, or an awesome night, or an awesome lunch. I don't know what you're listening to this on, but you have an awesome whatever you're doing, and just always do your best at whatever you're doing. And we'll definitely be talking to you guys a lot more now that we got a cool microphone. So thank you so much, you guys.
Have a good one. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Buenos noches. Oh, I didn't press record. You thought.
You'd what?
I didn't press record.